RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
So the interception with 97 seconds left. 141 is what they put on the clock. And here goes Bijan Robinson. 30, 35, 40, midfield. It's a foot race. Robinson 30, 15, 10, 5, house call. Are you serious? Oh, my goodness. He just went 93.
Yes, he did. Happy Victory Tuesday. It is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Bo Morgan has a little more time off. Garrett is in for Dylan behind the glass. We do need to talk about Bijan's incredible night last night. Broke some records. But how much sleep did you guys get last night? Because both of you were working the game.
Sleep? What sleep?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, no. I call it an all-nighter. I got some sleep last night. I would say about 3 hours for me,
okay.
Which is a really, really solid night's sleep when everything's considered. I would not have got that at home if I had tried to drive home.
No. I think I got about, I don't know, solid 45 minutes or so.
I feel like
Will Ferrell and Elf. It is like, oh, a full 40 minutes. Basically.
I had to check my security system to see when Grant got home last night.
Yeah, yesterday was such a roller coaster. I was thinking back through my schedule yesterday when we played that Bijan clip on the way in because, and you know this as well as anybody, but I'll tell the listener, I did the show yesterday, I went home, I knew it was going to be a late night because we were going to be up 2 hours after the game, Grant and myself doing the post-game show. So I go home, I take a nap, I wake up, I ended up going down to the stadium a little bit early because I knew traffic, always bad during prime time. We were going to go on air at 6. So I got down there a little bit early and I ate. Well, then I got to come back here for the post game. So I left right at like the 2 minute warning.
Okay.
And as I'm walking out, I hear a roar from the crowd. And then I hear another roar from the crowd, like a bigger roar. And then the horn blows. And I was like, what? What just happened? So immediately I pull up the Odyssey app and listen to the guys on 92.9. And with the delay, I was able to hear that entire cut as I was walking out into what I would call frigid temperatures last night as I was exiting the stadium. But, it was really, really cool moment. I was happy I at least got to hear the crowd roar and the train horn as I was exiting the building. I was like, what's going on out there? Oh, my God, yes.
Man, I'm sad you missed it, though, by just a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Just a little bit.
I was sitting upstairs with Joe Patrick in the press box, and I was like, all right, buddy, time for me to go. Got to go back to the studio. And I always try to shoot that gap and have the drive just beat during halftime so I don't miss anything on the field. And there you go. I missed it. I dropped the ball on that one.
But you heard the crowd reaction.
Yeah, it felt good. Felt good.
If you are just catching up, yes, the Falcons beat the Rams last night, 27-24. Bijan Robinson finished with 229 scrimmage yards, breaking the franchise record for scrimmage yards in a single season. Let's hear from Bijan after the game with Dave Archer about that play we just heard, that 93-yard touchdown run.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's just one of those where you got to – make somebody miss, and if you make a miss, then it can be nothing left. So it was one of those ones where I just had to stay patient, and he came in the backfield, and just use the God-given ability, and then try to we don't have a Jumbotron, so I can't look in the back.
Right,
so I had to keep on kind of looking back a little bit, but man, we got in the end zone, 93 yards, and it was a huge momentum change for our team.
Yeah, think about that. If he had looked up at the Halo board.
That's not good.
No, you can't do that.
So he might have fallen down, actually.
I always think of, what was Adrian Peterson back in the day?
Yeah.
When he used to do his running. Or he's like, now they're in the open field, and you just see him like eyeballing the, the Jumbotron. I didn't even think about the Falcons not having something like that.
There's been more and more guys that have done that, since Jumbotrons became a big thing. I think Adrian Peterson was one of the first ones because screens just kept getting bigger and bigger in his time as a running back. And now you see it, some punt returners, kick returners, too. They'll look up and just see how close people are behind them. So, yeah, pretty cool deal. I had not thought about the Halo board within that aspect until he said that last night.
Right. Well, and obviously it was Bijan's night. Like, it was a star-sided night for him. But Drake London, Kyle Pitts, where were they?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a head-scratching question because I'm thinking through the game, and Kyle Pitts has been really, really good over the last, I don't know, let's call it 6 weeks. And the entire conversation about Drake London coming back from injury was how can they kind of interweave these two guys to make sure you're getting the most out of them. And it was very clear last week that Drake London was still hobbled. He was not at 100%, even though I think he got 7 or 8 targets a week ago. He only caught 3 balls for 27 yards. So I just thought, okay, he'll get even closer to 100%. You'll continue to do Kyle Pitts things. And, you'll make sure that both these guys are able to get their hands on the ball and get their targets. Just did not pan out as far as the game plan goes.
I do think, Kyle was able to make an impact in the game, just getting first downs. That's one thing that he has been doing very effectively. Even if the yards really aren't super, off the charts incredible like they were against Tampa, he's still getting first downs. And that's something that he's done a lot this season. And he was able to do that in this game. And I'd say, Drake wasn't really part of the game plan. I think he's out there more of a decoy.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
It feels like.
Yeah, there was a huge first down catch. I believe it was on 3rd and 5-ish, where Drake catches one and immediately gets hit by Emmanuel Forbes right there at the stick, but held on to the ball. And I thought, that's Drake London doing Drake London things. And that was in the first half. And I thought, okay, we're off to the races. We'll see Drake London doing more Drake London things, contested catches, physicality. Once he gets his hands on the ball, he's not going to drop it. And then it was just kind of went away after that. I'm still kind of shocked by it. I'm like, I kind of want to break down the all 22 once it comes out and just try to decide if this was something the coverage dictated for Kirk Cousins or if this was by design, Zach Robinson knowing the personnel, knowing Sean McVay's thought process and, knowing some of the guys that Chris Shula has, the defense coordinator over there and the way they'll play. So I don't really have a good answer for it other than to say kudos to David Sills and Darnell Mooney for a couple of big catches and Bijan continuing to be a featured part of your offensive game plan. It was good to see.
Because Bijan was such a big part of the plan last night, were you surprised at the end of the game when he was on the sideline?
Yes and no. I think that Bijan, as much as we want to see him have the ball every play, it's just not physically possible. Mm-hmm. And the more and more he's taking hits. He's been extremely durable in his time here in Atlanta. You know, he's been able to play a number of games, and obviously that's why you see him being able to set records of you know, yards from scrimmage and things like that. Tyler Allgeier does bring a different aspect, and I thought that he would be a big part. It was almost like they went into the game plan going, hey, you're going to be a big part of the game plan. You're going to be a big part of the game plan. And then they got to the end and they were like, he hasn't been a very big part of the game plan. We said this was going to be part of the game plan. What are we doing? Get him in there. And it was just it just didn't work right there at the end. I was really frustrated with the a couple of the third and short calls that you had, and I'm trying to piece together the timeline in my brain. But he's you try to run downhill at times with him, and it just doesn't work. He's there. This is a wide zone offense, and asking Chris Lindstrom and Ryan Neusel to block downhill and short yardage just has not ended up well for us more times than not.
Yeah, and I think that in that instance, the one you're referring to, Allie, is they kind of knew what was coming, mm-hmm. and it became pretty clear that it was just a kind of a pound it out and see what you can get and just hold on to that darn football.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, I mean, Tyler Allgeier has zero fumbles. He's never fumbled. Like, that's why I would want him in that situation. Not that Bijan's going to put the ball on the ground, but he has fumbled the ball four times this season. I mean,
that's a good point.
I mean, that's why I'd want Allgeier in those types of moments. It makes sense in that sense, but ultimately, I mean, I'm fine with either one of those guys. It's the beauty of having an option of a 1A and, well, clearly a 1B, but still a really good running back in his own right.
I couldn't help but think and wonder when Tyler Allgeier was on the field yesterday if we're seeing the last glimpses we have of him in a Falcons uniform over the next couple of weeks. It makes me sick. Yeah. He's one of my favorite players. He's been one of my favorite guys to talk to off the field. I've been with him at a couple of different events, and he's such a bright personality. You know what I mean? Him along with Bijan Robinson, same way. And so watching him kind of run the ball, and he did have a couple of plays where he got ahead of steam. But I couldn't help but think about it last night. I was like, man, I hope they find a way to make sure that he is back as part of this running back rotation. But he deserves an opportunity. You know, to go start somewhere if that's what he wants to do. But, man, he's such a special player too.
I get big-time Michael Turner vibes from him, like big, yeah. Michael Turner vibes. Because when Michael Turner came to Atlanta, I mean, he was playing behind a guy who is just like Bijan Robinson and LaDainian Tomlinson. Very, very similar and having
that's a good call.
Outstanding seasons and breaking records out there in San Diego. And then he comes to Atlanta, he just gets an opportunity, and then he's Michael the Turner Burner Turner.
It actually, you're right as far as his style goes. I think of him and his role, and I think of a guy like Jason Snelling.
Ooh.
Jason Snelling was such a, I mean, Jason Snelling one time broke his jaw in a game and finished the game. And the next day showed, I swear, the next day showed up with like a softball on his cheek because his jaw had been broken. I believe that was a playoff game against the Giants. So, yeah, that's just... That his role with the team reminds me of Jason Snelling, but that's a good call on Michael Turner as well.
What was the worst injury you had? You actually played through? Played through. Off the top of your head.
I don't know. I had like a really slight shoulder separation at one point. God. Ended up having to get like the lidocaine shots in the shoulder right there in the joint, you know, with the long needle.
Yeah.
Football did that for like nuts.
Five or six.
Seriously.
You guys are nuts. I'm sitting here. Oh, man. I'm sore from sleeping on the floor, man.
It always felt like an elephant set on your shoulder. It was like, oh, God. Once it started feeling better, they were like, hey, come get your shot. I was like, no, I'm good. It's crazy. I've actually healed. I've actually healed really good. So, yeah, that's probably it.
You can't complain about anything when a former NFL player is around because they have played through so much
worse. That's what I'll be the first to tell you. He's like, played through. I'm like, I don't know. I had some bad injuries, but I didn't play through any of them. It was, you know, a couple high ankle sprains here and there that I tried to play through. But, yeah, I mean, most of the injuries I had ended up on a surgical table, so that is what it is.
Oh, goodness gracious. Well, the vibes, of course, are very high today on this Victory Tuesday. We've got a lot more to cover. We've got to talk about Jeff Ulbrich, Brent Dorlus, James Pierce, Xavier Watts. Got a lot to unpack with this game. Coming up next, got a few college football playoff games coming up. We got to look at those. And we've got my Mac drop. Do you remember everything that went down in 2025? Because it was a lot, and we will go over it next with some trivia on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.